Hey everybody, today you're going to hear of an idea that allows you to go on the go. That's right, it's time to pay to pee and swipe to swipe. You also learn which one of us, Jonathan or I, takes more bathroom breaks on a road trip. So welcome to our podcast, everybody. This is The Idealist. All right, Jonathan, I thought of a good question. You have to take a long road trip.
Okay.
Let's say from Key West.
Okay.
To Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
How many times are you stopping to pee?
Is that like 14 hours?
Let's say it's like 14 hours.
More than 14 times, probably. Like every time I see, if I see a roadside thing that you can pull into, I'm going to stop at all of those for sure.
To go or to just get out and walk?
Probably to go. Yeah. I mean, I drink a lot of water, man. People don't realize how much water I drink.
Okay. Well, how much water do you drink? I didn't know this about you.
So I drink probably 2 or 3 bottles per hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you.
So if I have a case, like I buy a 48 pack of water and it lasts me 2 days of like being in the car and things like that. So yeah.
Okay, and no dehydration issues. This is just normal guy.
Yeah,
this is your consumption.
Yeah. I mean, I basically drink water and
that sounds like a lot of water.
Coffee. It is a lot of water. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've Googled those things about because you know you can drink so much water that you die allegedly, like you drown your cells or something like that. I drink over that amount, but I've never drowned from my own water consumption. So anyway,
you're a 1 an hour stop then.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because I thought I was pretty bad.
Okay.
I drink lots of coffee. Lots of coffee, especially on a road trip.
Yeah.
I'm just drinking lots of iced coffee. I'm like stopping every 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. No way. I need to stop more.
Every hour. So, okay. How does your family deal with you on a road trip? Because that's hard.
Well, we fly a lot. We don't drive places.
To mitigate against your tiny bladder.
For instance.
Got it.
Yes. So, for instance, if we are going to fly, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Like if it says we're boarding at 8:50, at 8:49, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then the minute we get the ding that we can move about the cabin, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And then more than likely I'm going to go twice on that flight, 2 more times. So I'll visit the bathroom 3 times. And sometimes I'll go right when they tell us you can't go, like you better go now or you're going to have to, you can't get up anymore on the plane. And then the minute I get off the plane, I'm headed to the bathroom. Yeah.
Man.
And I don't have diabetes. Like everybody who's worried, like, oh, does he have? No, I don't. Like my wife always says that too. And she checks my blood.
She checks. Okay. When you're sleeping, she pricks your finger. Always,
yeah. So no, I'm fine. I go a lot.
Man, this is fascinating. I thought I went a lot.
You probably
and
do.
And then I met you.
You probably do, yeah.
Man, I can't wait to go home and tell my family about this conversation. Yeah, because like I have to stop more than the kids do.
Right. It feels like a very unmasculine thing to go to the bathroom often.
No, I think it's a sign of strength. Yeah. And I just want to applaud you on your transparency with me here today because you didn't have to tell me that. You could have lied.
I know. And I actually plan things like anytime we do anything. Like my daughter was here and we went to the zoo. I planned the trip to the zoo. I was like, okay, we'll probably stop before we get to Miami. And then I knew where all the bathrooms were in the zoo and that kind of stuff because I know it's like a thing.
You knew like what they have a potty map or something?
Yeah, it's on the map, on the zoo map. They have the bathrooms.
And you're just looking. You're just.
I'm just like, hey, I'm like, hey, we should go see the elephants and then go see.
Nah, let's see the tigers. But we should really see the tigers right now.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. My mind's blown a little bit. But I know you got an idea.
Yeah, of course.
Around the need to go.
Yes.
What's the idea?
It's called WeGo.
Okay.
It's an app. It is an app that, so in New York City, My daughter lives in New York City. When you go to New York City, it's very hard to find a bathroom. People talk about that. I think there's been Seinfeld episodes about them saying, hey, we should figure out like where the cleanest bathrooms are. And I've heard tons of people joke about like, we need an app that shows you where all the best bathrooms are in New York City. Mm-hmm. I get it. That's fine. But this is actually something that I think could work and could make money, because one of the problems is I'm a restaurant owner. I own a restaurant in New York City. And one of the problems is you'll get somebody that goes into that bathroom in New York City and does drugs, whatever it is, pass out, fall down, block the door, you can't get in, all of those kinds of things. It's very inconvenient. Restaurant owners don't like you going in. So WeGo would be a subscription-based bathroom app that is both profitable for the place that you're using the restroom and for the company WeGo. So for instance, maybe you go to a Starbucks and it says, this Starbucks, here's the code to get into the bathroom at this Starbucks. Maybe, and this is where we'll get into monetization here in a minute, but Starbucks is going to get something for your visit to the bathroom that day. So it's good for them and it's good for you. And then you can know all the different places that you can use the restroom and when we're traveling and all those kinds of things. Because there's nothing more frustrating than stopping at a gas station and them saying, not allowing you to use the restroom. And so then you're looking for, you know, where's next? Where do I go? You know, what's weird is I prefer to find grocery stores. I would rather go to the restroom in a grocery store than in like McDonald's or Taco Bell or anything like that, because I don't have the same compulsion to buy something.
There's a lot of people. There's a lot of square footage. You're kind of hiding.
You can get lost. So that's what this app does, is I don't have to buy anything. It's not forcing me to have that uncomfortable moment. I'm not having to go up and get a code from the person at the counter or get a key, one of those giant keys, anything like that.
Okay, but you said it was good for WeGo. You said it was good for Starbucks. You mentioned Starbucks. Mm-hmm. How is it good for Starbucks?
So there's two ways that I could see it happening. Okay. So either Starbucks, like when you stream music and you listen on Spotify or something like that, and they track it, and they have like, I think BMI is one of the people that track it, and then they get paid like a fractional amount, like 0.0001 cents per play. Maybe it's something like that where Starbucks gets paid a small
per pee, not per play.
No, per pee, exactly. And maybe it's that way, or maybe it's where there's an ad. So like I go into that Starbucks, I get the code, I open the thing, I'm there, and I have to watch this ad. And maybe they could even push me coupons like, hey, hey, Peter, here's 15% off, you know, on.
I like that better. I like that better than the ad, because if I got to go, the last thing I want to do is watch a 30-second ad.
Right. But this would be targeted. You know, they could give you exactly that target. They know me. They know how often I've gone to the bathroom. And they could say, hey, here's something that you might want to try. It's been a while since you've been in the bathroom. Here's a bran muffin.
What if it was sarcastic? Yeah. Ooh, drinking a lot of water, I see.
Oh, you look a little dehydrated. Maybe try one of the – maybe lay off the coffee and get a bottle of water, whatever. You know, but I think like that kind of thing – and then WeGo, I mean, you could take it as far as even going and setting up the locks for people.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that all the combinations are there. I don't have to find that combination, all kinds of stuff. So
my gut reaction on this, I really like it, especially in New York City, which our family's going there in a couple weeks.
Awesome.
But that's always a problem for our family, you know? Yeah. First of all, we don't go there often enough where we know – where to go,
right,
where to stop. So to have an app that would show us where to go, and not only that, but have, I would imagine this could be built in, but like ratings, you know, it's like an Uber rating system. Mm-hmm. This bathroom was clean, you know, this bathroom was filthy, and that would be really helpful.
Feedback.
So I'm kind of bullish on this idea.
Yeah. I mean, it gives you, and for the restaurant too, like I know exactly who's in there. Like there's so much data that you can gather from that. And there's ways to advertise towards that person, and not just on their phone, but you could put advertisements. Hey, WeGo user, you get a 10% off. Just show your WeGo app, or whatever it is, you know, like being able to offer those kinds of things as well. I think it's a win-win on both sides.
Yeah, I like it too. Same reason why I liked we did an episode last season about porta potties.
Yeah.
And we had a porta potty business idea. The reason why I like those ideas is because you're monetizing this urgency people have to go, which is unstoppable, which only gets worse. and people need literal relief.
Yeah.
And if you're able to provide that, like people are under duress when they have to go.
Yeah.
So to be able to go, I don't know where to go, and to look on an app and go, I can find some relief.
Right. And I don't have to feel guilty doing it. Like I don't have to feel like I have to purchase something. I don't feel like I have to like sneak around and be like, oh yeah.
Yeah. Here's why I like it for the restaurants or the shops, the companies, is because nothing's worse than going into a restaurant and seeing an exclusive sign or like why are you here sign. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like if you do this, we're gonna kick you out.
Right.
Right. Or we have cameras watching you.
Right.
Right. Yeah. There's nothing less welcoming than that. Well, right?
Yeah.
This is the opposite.
Right. So I was in Philly. We were looking at a spot for a chicken cone, me and my business partner, and we were in Kensington, which is like a notoriously bad part of Philadelphia. Like on every corner, they have these little plastic things where you put your needles in, your used needles, but there's thousands of smashed used needles all over the floor. And I was looking for a restroom there, and you can only imagine what it was like. And so there was a library, and I was like, okay, they've got to have a decent bathroom. So I go to the library and I go to use the restroom, and they're like, you have to leave me your ID. So I have to give them my ID. Then they give me the thing. And then there was this whole, exactly that list of stuff. If you're in here for more than 15 minutes, we're calling the cops. No changing clothes. Two people can't be in here at the same time. If you've been raped, please let us know at the front desk. Like all this info.
Yeah.
And if I could have just walked up there, punched in my little coat, boop, 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 boop. And then they get something out of it, you know?
I took our family and we went to a pizza place locally. And people say, oh, the pizza's great. We go there and there's a sign. Yeah, this is a little on the other side of the pandemic, but people are still, you know, very nervous. And the sign said, no masks allowed. Like you can't wear – I've seen signs that say
– Masks only.
Masks only. This one said you can't – if you're going to wear a mask, you have to wait outside.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Isn't that fascinating? Yeah, yeah. Isn't that – like nothing says we love human beings. We're here for you.
Yeah.
Nothing's more inclusive than that message.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So here's what I like about WeGo. It's a company doing the opposite. They're saying, hey, we love people.
Yeah. You got to go? Let's go.
Yes. We have something you need. Let's go. Okay. Let's do some yeah buts because I know there's – I've got a couple in my mind. I'm sure you do too. My first yeah but – does this only work in New York City? Like where in you know, Beijing? Like where – is this going to work in every city or in your model this is only select cities? Talk to me about the universalism of this idea. Right.
So I used to play this game of two truths and a lie.
Yeah.
And you've played it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And one of my things that I would always say is I peed on the street in New York City. I peed on the street in Rome, or I peed on the street in Madrid. One of those is a lie. The fact of the matter now, though, is all three of them are true.
Congratulations. Seriously. What was the last hill for you to climb?
Rome was actually
Rome.
The last one.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. And I was on my 25th anniversary when it happened. And I was like, hey, Shannon, you just got to watch and make sure nobody turns down the street for me. But so like –
hilarious.
I know all three of those cities could use the app because in all three of them, I was looking for a bathroom and couldn't find it. But there's always those times when you're traveling and you just don't know. You don't know the customs. You don't know like, okay, is this the kind of gas station that I can just go in and use the restroom? Are they going to have restrooms?
Yeah.
Or is it going to be outside? Am I going to have to carry a toilet seat attached to a key, which I've done before as well.
But is it just in walkable cities?
No, I think driving cities, I think out in the country, I think it could be everywhere. Plus it's advertisement too for those restaurants. So I own chicken cones all over the country. Like if we were saying, let's make sure we're on this app everywhere, like we're letting people know that we're there. Like they're driving through St. Louis, Missouri, and they're thinking, where am I going to go to the bathroom? And then they say, let's look up on WeGo. Oh, there's a chicken cone. I'm going to swing into chicken cone and go, I'm going to go to this place.
It's not really, but maybe it's more of a clarifying question, but is this I did wonder, is this really a financial play for these restaurants? Do they actually get involved with this to monetize their toilets, or is this just a brand play?
I think brand, yeah. I mean, when we first started talking about it, even just 20 minutes ago, I was debating between the two, but the more we fleshed it out, I for sure think it's a brand play. It's a marketing campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And easing that tension, friction of, helping people to the restroom. That's a pain too, you know, when you're just standing at the counter and you're taking care of customers and this person needs to go to the bathroom and you're having to tell them and all that kind of stuff.
What are your yeah buts?
One thing before I get into a yeah but, one other thing is I could see it also having maybe like where you knew if it was occupied or not. Oh. So you're driving and you're like average wait time at this restroom.
Yeah, it's got to have some kind of smart lock on it, right? It's got to have a smart lock system.
Yeah, so it knows when the person exits, so it knows how long they've been in there, all of that kind of stuff. You could time all that out.
Yeah.
And then there's certain companies that could probably pay for that information and kind of gather what's going on in these bathrooms and be able to buy that information and then target, advertise people based on their length of stays in bathrooms.
What kind of advertisements do you think someone might get in
a targeted ad? There's all kinds of advertisements. I mean, I'm sure I would be getting, it seems like you urinate frequently, you know, that kind of thing. So what kind of yeah buts do I have for this? One of them is, you know, like, is it really like for everywhere or is it for everyone or is it just for somebody like me? And I kind of think it's for everyone because I think everyone has that.
It would crush in New York.
Yeah.
It would crush in New York. It would crush. Like, that could be the only market it's in and this would be profitable for somebody if they could develop this.
Because everybody goes to New York too. So like every tourist that's coming in could be like, oh, I need to download this
app. And there's
going to
be blogs. There's already blogs that rate the restrooms, right? Yeah. But nobody's monetizing it or turned it into a business yet.
Right.
But that's really helpful information.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a lot like Waze. Have you used Waze?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's user fed and generated. Correct. And so people are able to find out a lot on there as well. So I don't have too many yeah buts because it's something that I've always wanted, felt like I've always needed, wish existed, and I would be a subscriber.
I would too. What's the business model? So how much does it cost to utilize? Like, walk me through. There's a smart lock. How does that work? You know, what's the model here?
I think it would be around $6 a month.
Oh, it's a subscription.
Yeah.
Oh, you and I are going to disagree on this.
Yeah. I think it's around $6 a month. You don't have, I don't think it can be more than that. I think, I don't know if it's a smart lock, like it's a code or if it's a Bluetooth smart lock. I would rather it be like a code number and I say I'm here. I get my little text message one use every time it switches. So I go in, I punch in my little code, I'm in. That's kind of how I look at it.
I think you're really audacious on the subscription. And I think you're bringing your own like experience into that, which is unique because you drink an inordinate amount of water, right? So you know whatever city you go in, you're going to have this issue.
Yes.
But I think most people are not that way. I think most people go into a city, they do their best, right? To time things, but when you're under duress and you got to go, they're going to want this app. I think it's a pay-to-pee app.
So every time you pee, you pay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
How much?
I think this is in the $2.
Okay. So one trip to New York City, you could basically pay for an entire year of using it everywhere else with you and your family if you guys go.
Yeah.
You might spend $100.
I don't think we would use it that much. I don't imagine us using it 50 times.
That's true.
Right? Because there's, you know, the hotel you're in. There's, you know, you go to the Empire State Building, you know they're going to have a restroom there if you bought a ticket there.
What if it was tied to, so you're paying your monthly subscription of $6 and it's tied to, like, in arenas, they have a special bathroom that's a little bit nicer than the other bathrooms that you're able to go use your WeGo app in?
Oh, well, now we're into the idea from last season a little bit, which is you have options, right? You have
it's not just Port-a-Johns though here. This is you go to the mall and they have a nicer bathroom section for you.
I think you're in a different business now. I personally think this is going to work for somebody who all of a sudden has to go and can't find it and they're frustrated. They're going to go on and they just want it to be functional. Yeah. I just think they want to go into the restaurant and go, oh, I can use this in this restaurant or I can use this in this coffee shop. I don't think there's really an appetite for a luxury.
What about having WeGo bathrooms in places where there aren't very many bathrooms? Like they're set up for WeGo bathrooms.
Okay. So we're into the porta potty business?
Not porta potty. It's an actual bathroom.
Well, give me an imagination for it.
So let's say you're driving through the Everglades.
Okay.
From here to Naples.
Yeah.
I can't make it from here to Naples, but let's say. Yeah. There's not a lot of places to pull over.
No.
And so maybe there's a couple little bathroom places that are just set up. They're built right there that you get to use with your WeGo app.
Maybe.
I love subscriptions, and I want this.
But I think subscriptions makes it seem like this is like something people think about a lot.
Right.
You know, like I have a Netflix subscription because it's always on my mind, this show, that show. Yeah. You know, it's just it takes up space. I feel like people put P way down on the list of things that occupy their mind. But when you have to go, it's the only thing you can think about.
Right.
And that's why I feel like it lends itself to a pay-to-P model. I don't know if you're going to get me to back down from that.
So let's say you are in New York City.
Yeah.
And you have to go and you're unlocking it and you have to pay there. And for some reason, your credit card information is in incorrectly, like you input it wrong. Or you know how many times there's just those problems. Or you're in a which may sound crazy, but in New York City, you could be on 56th and 6th and have no service with your cell phone for some crazy, insane reason. Mm-hmm. Like some of the worst cell phone service ever is in Manhattan.
So, I got it.
Go.
Swipe to swipe.
Swipe to swipe, yeah.
You could take out your credit card and at the lock. Yeah, the lock. Yeah, you swipe and then you can go swipe.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We're just going to be split on this.
I think we're going to be different.
We're going to be split on this.
We're going to differ on this. But, like, I mean.
Can we at least admit it should have both? Maybe it should have both.
Maybe there is a subscription model, just like everything, right? They say you can pay for the whole year for this price or you can pay for 1 month for this price. So maybe it's the same thing. I'm not going to be in New York City for a long period of time. Here, buy a pass.
Mm-hmm.
What if it was that? What if you could buy a pass? If you could pay $10 for a pass when you're in New York City and you could use it
for
an unlimited New York City
pass. On my trip? Yeah,
for
I like
two
that.
2 weeks.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, in a city like that, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But if I'm just driving around in some rural city.
Right.
Like.
Well, then you're just. Yeah. If it's me, you know, I'm just pulling off.
I'm just going to go, where's the coffee shop?
Yeah, I'm just going to be like, where's the tree? The tallest tree. So.
That's true. Yeah.
But okay. So how about this? How about it offers a subscription service, but it also offers a pass? Because I don't want it to be where you have to pay every time you go, because that gets, in my mind, that gets frustrating. I hate having to, when I go to a parking place and I have to pay each time I park, like I can't imagine having to pee. So you could buy a 10-day pass or a monthly subscription.
I'm more amenable to that.
Okay.
Yeah. If you have the pass option. I still think though, an individual use should be there. It's more expensive to use it maybe.
$5?
Oh, I would pay $5. I mean, to go to the bathroom. What's the alternative? About the idea is, it's $5 or what? I go
on the street.
On the street.
Been there, man. Right.
So yeah, I'm bullish on this idea. I really like it.
Okay. So So I need to rate it for you, right? Give you a rating scale, or do you have some more complaints?
I don't have
How much would you pay? Because we never said it. I said $5 and you're like, yeah, I'd pay $5.
I'd pay five. I think $5's probably on the high end.
If you were going to go for, if you could buy a pass, like a family pass for $10, how much would you pay for a 10-day family pass?
Oh, for 10 days? For 10 days? For a family pass? $15, $20?
$20, yeah.
$20?
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as you open up the app and there's just lots of options.
Yeah. Yeah. If you open it up and it's like.
Yeah. If I've got lots of options, I'm feeling really good about this.
Yeah.
So that's good. I don't think I had any other, definitely no other major complaints. I mean, speak to this. Just how do you, the reason why restaurants don't want to do this normally is because of what you brought up, which is.
Riff-raff
filth, right? Chicanery happening in those places. Just how does this mitigate against that?
Somebody's having to pay to go.
Okay.
So that
friction
negates
financial friction.
Negates a large percentage of the riff-raff that they're dealing with. And also, like, there's a lot of information there, and they're getting the benefit of advertising and marketing, which is an expensive thing.
Ooh, what if the user? What if the user got rated too?
Yeah.
So if they got a low rating, and the restaurants could say, "I don't want anybody under a 4-star rating."
Yeah.
Right. That would make sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Give me the rating scale. Let's go.
So let's say on a pay toilet. Have you seen those before? You know, where you pay your little money to go to a restroom. Actually, here. This is.
I thought this was your idea.
This is my rating.
I thought this was your idea.
No, I was talking about the coin thing. Here's the rating scale. Okay, between a U.S. bathroom, which has the giant gap underneath the door for some unknown reason, a giant gap above the door when you close it.
The stall. You mean in the stall?
The stall. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Or anywhere else in the UK, Dubai, any place like that that has a floor to ceiling door that seals you in, and it's perfect and contained and kind of soundproof for some strange reason.
Oh, wow. I haven't been in one of those.
Yeah. You can imagine, though.
I can. That makes me happy.
Yeah.
This is definitely more floor to ceiling.
Yeah.
I think this one's kind of a winner.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I don't think
it's definitely a winner in major markets.
Yeah.
In walkable cities. Like, no brainer. This is a no brainer to me. If you can get the restaurants to adopt, right?
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, maybe this is a yeah, but how much education, or not education, but how much persuading do you think they're going to have to do? I mean, this would be a totally new thing for them to do.
Yeah. For us, if somebody came to us and said, hey, listen, you don't have to pay us anything. We're going to market you. We'd like to put you have good restrooms out there on the internet.
You can get out anytime.
These are people that have paid for it. Yeah, you can get out at any time. They're just going to be using your restroom. You can push them anytime you want. You can push directed coupons, advertisements to their phone. I'd be like, yeah, sign me up. I'm in. It doesn't cost me anything. Are you sure it doesn't cost me anything? I'm in. So I think
floor to ceiling.
Yeah, that's good.
Is that where you're at on this?
Yeah, pretty much. And just one other thought I had when you said, like, in walkable cities and things like that, it's a lot like the parking app. You know, when you have the parking app now, and I mean, there's like 4 or 5 different parking apps that you can use. And I think this is very similar to that kind of idea. In the cities that you would use a parking app, this would be the same kind of thing that you could just, and I'm in.
I love it. I would use it. It's a good one. Cool. Thanks for listening to this episode. We'd love it if you would like, rate, subscribe, and share this podcast with others. Know we've got a growing list of ideas, so we'll be back next time to share more with you. If you have an idea you'd like to share, head over to idealistpodcast.com and record your pitch right there on our site. We just may share it and pick it apart on an upcoming episode. So until next time, thanks again for joining The Idealist.